Simon, you're obviously going to be delighted with that 3 points. What do you make of your team's performance this evening?
Look, I think when you analyse the game, it's a game that we've grinded out. I think we've played better over the course of the season and not won matches. But ultimately, you have to do whatever it's required sometimes to win a match, and that's dig deep, put your bodies on the line, do whatever it's required to do it, and we've done that. We've got a perfect start with a goal. You've got to give a lot of credit to Forest. I think they're a good team. They've got some good players. Yeah, they're down near the bottom with us. But they've got clever players that cause us a lot of problems. Didn't really work the keeper too much, but still causes enough problems to give us a real tough game tonight.
Two differing halves as well. The first half, you started really well, high tempo, got the goal. That seemed to really inspire you. Forest came into it a little bit. And in the second half, it was more attritional from your point of view.
Yeah, look, we've said over the last couple of games we need to be a bit more positive in that final third, that we need to get people into more advanced areas and get a few more crosses in there and bodies in the box and try and put the opposition under more pressure and keep the ball moving along and keep some sustained pressure on the opposition. And perfect start, got another great opportunity just after we scored with Joe just missing it. But you know that Forest are a threat. The clever players have got into little pockets and little areas and caused us problems with the 3-5-2 that we played. Ultimately, second half, we had to change it to be a little bit more reserved and try and make sure that we stayed the game and did whatever it takes to require to do it. I just thought overall our defensive qualities were good, but possession of the ball, we give it away a little bit too cheaply, which allows good teams to come at you and keep pressure on you.
And obviously, there's been a lot of talk about getting this home win and getting one of your strikers onto the score sheet in the league, and you've done both of those tonight.
Yeah, look, as I said earlier, we've played better at home this season and not won matches, but that's football for you. You can't play well all the time. You can't get the results that you want and are desperate to get, but ultimately do whatever it takes to get one. And it was a nice start for Owen to get on the score sheet. And as I said, Joe nearly had a couple of more opportunities. But we did what we had to do. We had to grind a result out. That's what with the phrase that we've used in the dressing room. And we've just said that you have to do whatever it's required and takes to win a football match, because it's a demanding league at this level. And we're obviously delighted that we've got one of the strikers on the score sheet and ultimately the 3 points as well at home.
You can't dominate a game at this standard, can you, for 90 minutes? There's going to be times when the opposition have spells in the game. But when they did that, your team appeared to defend really well.
Yeah, look, there's some quality players in this division. We're new boys in this division, and there is a gulf sometimes in the clubs that you're playing against with the infrastructure and the size of budgets compared to what we are. But what I've got is an honest group of players who'll give their all for the shirt, and when they have to dig deep, they will do. They'll run, they'll chase. Yeah, they might give it away, but then they'll go again and try and win it back and dig deep. So I can't fault Elton, all of them. We've had a great run of results recently. To get 5 clean sheets on the trot in the championship is a huge amount of credit to the players. They've dug deep in all them games, and certain individuals have played really well, have carried the team at times.
8 clean sheets in the season as well now, and that's a terrific effort at this stage for a promoted side.
Well, it is, and we work hard on the training ground and that, but we've got to get the right balance. We felt first half we're a little bit too open in terms of pushing too many bodies forward and allowing the space for Forest to play, which at times I thought they played very well. They counter-attacked against us very quickly, but ultimately as well, we give the ball away a little bit too cheaply, which allowed them to counter-attack against us. So it's that fine balance that we want to keep. Clean sheets, hard to beat, but ultimately try and get goals as well, because that's when we've got players on the pitch like Gallagher, Johnson, Garner and Doyle tonight, they're all threats going forward, and we need to utilise them a bit more.
And 5 games unbeaten as well, a little unbeaten run going, and you know, again, confidence from winning at home.
Yeah, look, I keep saying it's a tough division, and you've got to earn the right for any game that you're going to pick up any points, whether it's home or away, top of the table, bottom of the table, it doesn't really matter. You have to earn the right to do it, and we've done that. We're on a nice little run. We've got to keep maintaining it. We've got to QPR at the weekend to promote a team relegated from the Premiership, desperate to get back up there, and another tough game for us, but we'll go there with a lot of resilience, desire and a lot more belief after tonight's result.
Is that John Welsh suspended with that booking?
Yeah, I think that's his 5th booking, so he'll miss Saturday's game. So it's unfortunate, but sometimes you have to take a booking for the team. He made the tackle, unfortunately missed time, but ultimately he might have not taken the tackle, thinking of himself as an individual, and the lad might have still got a win and broke into our box. So he's been thinking about the team by taking the booking.
And lots of bodies on the line at various points of the game, but no more so than in that final. It seemed like we were well into the fifth minute of added time. Didn't really see any time wasting to be added on to the end of that 4 minutes minimum. But referees seem to fall back on that, don't they? Well, it's only a minimum.
Yeah, minimum. And when they've got the size of the players, they've got Blackstock and Trotter, Mills, Hobbs and one or two others, you know they're a threat, and we're not the biggest of team given sort of the players that we've got out injured at the moment. Hence why we put Hunts on to try and help with that experience and size. But they've all dug the deep. When they've had to block in that 6 yard box, 18 yard box, they've done it. And really pleased with that desire and spirit that we've got at this football club.